Africa Policy Conversations is a Pan-African think tank, and our focus is to drive policy conversations. We're very passionate about governance and policymaking, effective policymaking and implementation. The theme for our annual event this year was inclusive governance, and we asked, we have a leadership vacuum on the continent. A lot of people feel very disillusioned, especially the youth, with the governance process. They feel that it's not inclusive. And when you talk about things like gender, you know, women representation, youth representation, and just representation of different ideas and different voices in the governance process. You know, we're a country that is blessed with so much potential, and it seems that, you know, decades have passed and we're still not been able to attain the level that we ought to be. And, you know, one of the reasons for sure is because of a vacuum in leadership, effective leadership.
During the conference, you specifically talked about effective leadership. Now, in the Nigerian context, how do you think this can help in addressing the challenges Nigeria faces?
There are a few good people who are in there, but the system isn't working and the system hasn't produced the results. What's the fundamental role of government? It's to safeguard lives and property and to provide good, you know, living conditions for the citizens. And if there's so much insecurity, there's so much hunger, there's so much unemployment, especially amongst the youth, it's clear, you know, that whatever system that we have now currently isn't as effective as it should be. So we should have a conversation. We're here to help, right? We don't believe that you should just sit on the sidelines and condemn. We believe in being active, involved citizens. And that's why we had that topic. And people on the panel spoke eloquently about how we can have effective government. Number one is it starts on the political process. You can't run away from it. If the right people don't get involved and don't put themselves up for elected positions, you always have people who are not up to par getting in there.
Talking about leadership, a lot of Nigerians, civil society groups, opposition groups have questioned the leadership in Nigeria and other parts of the country. In the Nigerian context, they talked about challenges including insecurity, gross human rights abuses, terrorism, economic difficulties. Were the youth able to identify some of these concerns of leadership and what they are demanding?
So that's exactly what, you know, the youth were saying at this conference. They want to be heard. You know, policymaking needs to be user-centric. You need to allow the citizens to also define what their needs are. You still have a situation where the budget and spending, you know, loopholes have not been curbed. You have a lot of stealing. You have people not being held accountable. Like you said, lots of human rights abuse. The NTAS movement was, you know, a clamor for the police, for police brutality, which has still, is still, in fact, I personally witnessed it recently, police brutality, you know. And so it's not even something that, you know, has improved over time. So people are saying that we need systems that work. We don't want to go to hospitals and die because of medical negligence. We don't want to be killed by a bullet from a police officer. You know, we don't want to. We need the rule of law. We need the court system to work.
What role do you think the youth can play in the country's inclusive governance and development, especially when experts worry about high youth unemployment and that old folks who are in government are refusing to retire from public office?
So that's the thing. And the reason why we need to keep advocating, it's not going to be handed to us. What we're trying to do now is to equip the youth, equip them, because even if these opportunities come up, sometimes you find that some of the youth might even be reluctant to get involved. But when you have young people, there's no reason why our Minister of ICT, technology should be over 40, in my own opinion. Because you don't understand when you come and talk about things like artificial intelligence, blockchain, cryptocurrency, Internet of Things, you know, NFTs, you know, the world is moving forward. You don't understand those concepts. So bring younger people in certain sectors, You know, I'm not saying that they need to take over the whole government, but if you look at our government, it's not representative, it's not inclusive. We don't have that. It's just the same couple of people who have been ruling us for the past, you know, how many decades. That's still the same people.